We're now down to 51% of the range and pasture lands rated good to excellent and 17% very poor to poor. That's up 2 points on the very poor to poor ratings. Still, though, the upper Midwest is the greenest of the entire country right now with some very high pasture conditions there. But we do have some trouble spots. We obviously have the pockets of northeastern and southeastern drought. And so looking at very poor to poor conditions, we have Ohio topping the list in terms of that northeastern pocket of drought, 29% very poor to poor at the end of July. And in the southeast, the two states suffering most in terms of pasture conditions, Georgia and South Carolina, both at 37% very poor to poor.
And when it comes to topsoil moisture ratings, Rippey says they look at those to get a gauge of some of the conditions in terms of the upper levels of the soil. And once again, some of the drier states are in the northeast and here in the southeast.
Georgia topping the southeast, 60% topsoil moisture, very short to short. Ohio topping the lower Midwest, 61%, very short to short. But I should point out that some of the driest conditions in the country are actually in southern New England. We see topsoil moisture rated at least 3/4, very short to short, in a number of northeastern states that includes New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. And although not a huge agricultural area on a national standpoint, that is one of the driest areas in the country in terms of short-term drought.